make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six sweet treats at Walt Disney World. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 12 of the World of Walt podcast, Make the Most of Your Walt Disney World Vacation, for the week of March 15th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we dive into today's topic, please hang around till the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. Today, we have a delicious topic, and by that I mean a really delicious topic. If you're hungry or if you enjoy sweet treats, you may want to prepare yourself by getting a snack before we go on. Today, we're talking about the top six sweet treats at Walt Disney World. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome someone who, just like me, has a sweet tooth the size of Nevada, Aaron Cohen. Aaron, welcome to the show.
That is true. I do have quite the sweet tooth, so I'm looking forward to this one.
Good. Me too. It will satisfy both of our sweet tooths. I hope. All right. Before we get into the topic for today, I'd like to start off with a warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
You know, you say it's easy, but I've been on this podcast before, and it never is, but go ahead.
I know. It's part of the charm of the warm-up question.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah, we'll call it that anyway.
Okay, sure.
All right, here's your question. Epcot or Epcot Center?
Ooh, see, I was right. Not easy. You know, I like the name Epcot. I like the simplicity. I have to say Epcot Center, and that's only because I'm a big fan of the old-style Epcot. And that's when it had Horizons and World of Motion, and it was more about education, edutainment, really. All the rides really just, you know, were about science and the future. And at the time, it was Epcot Center. That name just kind of harkens back to what the park was to me. So in my head, it's still Epcot Center. So that's why I need to go with it.
I can understand that. I'm kind of an old school guy, sometimes myself, especially when it comes to Disney nostalgia. And I understand how the name came about with the hope that the true Epcot would still be built one day way back in the 80s, and that this was just the center, so you knew it was different from the true city that was still hopefully going to come. Over time, though, I know that the word Epcot sort of moved away from its acronym, and people just started calling it a word. So I understand why they switched over to just the word, and I've become accustomed to it, so I'm okay with it now. What I wish they would do is bring back the old logo and just call it Epcot, because that was an epic logo with the interlocking circles and the tie back into the various pavilions. The whole design of everything of that park was just amazingly done.
It's a great park, but I do miss Epcot from about 30 years ago.
Yeah, it did seem more pure in its mission at that time when it came to the division of what happened in Future World versus World Showcase, the design of things. And we may have to have a whole other podcast about the future direction of Epcot and the six things we like or don't like about it, because things are a-changing.
I don't know if I can narrow that down to six, but yeah.
We can still have honorable mentions. It's okay.
That'd be a separate podcast. Six in the next episode is an honorable mention.
Stay tuned. All right. So we are on to our list of the top six sweet treats at Walt Disney World. Aaron, over to you for number one.
All right. Number one it's something that I have to have every time I'm at the parks. It's really just one of the, like, synonymous with being at Walt Disney World, and that is the Mickey's Premium Ice Cream Bar. It is this delicious vanilla ice cream coated in this thick coating of chocolate, shaped like Mickey Mouse's head. Generally, when you get them out of the ice cream carts, since they've been packed in dry ice, they're rock solid. You have to wait a few minutes before you can actually bite into them, but they're delicious, and I have to have them every time I'm there. I think last time I got one every day of the trip. It's probably my top Walt Disney World sweet treat.
It's certainly an iconic sweet treat there. I mean, it's got the Mickey shape, and I like chocolate, so I really enjoy the outside. But every time I have one of those bars, I have to ask myself, what special magic are they applying to this ice cream in the inside? Because it is so creamy and so delicious, far, far more than any typical ice cream bar you might get somewhere else.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what it is. And when I first brought my wife to the parks, and we got one, I couldn't wait to get one. I was already giddy to have one, and she really didn't understand. She thought, oh, it's just like a, you know, ice cream bar you get at the grocery store. And then when she had one, she agreed that there's something about them that's, you know, the ice cream's better, that thick chocolate coating, and it's just they are a little different, and they're just delicious.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's a must have when you go to Walt Disney World. Yeah, it's a classic. They even make t-shirts, and well, they should. All right, number two, I'm going to go outside the parks and head over to Downtown Disney / Disney Springs. I decided to include this, even though I thought about scratching it, because it's not something that's exclusive to Walt Disney World. If you go to some places like Boston or Las Vegas, Chicago, you can get this treat. You can find it in plenty of places around San Francisco. You probably know where I'm headed, and that's over to the Ghirardelli Ice Cream and Soda Shop. It is one of my favorites. I like ice cream. I know there are a lot of personal preferences when it comes to ice cream, but the ice cream they have there is just extraordinary. So a couple of my favorites are the Intense Dark Sundays, like Midnight Reverie, which is chocolate ice cream with homemade dark chocolate hot fudge, semi-sweet chocolate chips, whipped cream, and Intense Dark Chocolate mixed in. The Mint Bliss is mint chocolate chip ice cream with dark chocolate hot fudge, whipped cream. It's just chocolate overload in a cup. It's wonderful. One of the other ones I've tried is the Sea Salt Caramel Sundae. Also very good, not as heavy on the chocolate. I won't hold that against it. But the mix of caramel and sea salt is a really unique flavor combination that I enjoy. I do have a little bit of hard time swallowing the cost of it, because those are expensive treats at about $10. But you get a lot of ice cream, and it is delicious stuff. Ghirardelli, one of my favorites.
Yeah, I generally have a hard time finishing them when I go there. And, you know, my grandmother lives down not too far from the parks. So when we go down to Walt Disney World, she'll often come out to visit us. And not go into the parks, but we'll meet up at Downtown Disney / Disney Springs and have dinner. And it doesn't matter where we go, whether it be Earl of Sandwich or Wolfgang Puck's or whatever. The dinner, everyone knows the dinner is just to have something before the ice cream. It's you know, that's the order you're supposed to do it. So that's the order we do it in. But the dinner doesn't matter. It's all about getting, you know, some food in us. We can go have the ice cream afterwards.
It pretty much just gives you the energy to be able to walk the rest of the way so that you can get the ice cream.
Right. This way you feel better about, you know, having dinner first. It makes you feel like a grown-up, really.
That's a good point. And I like the fact that you can get an appetizer before your ice cream if you go into the chocolate store next door. They almost always are handing out the Ghirardelli chocolate squares, so you can sort of prepare your palate with the proper amount of chocolate before you dive into the ice cream.
That's true.
Ghirardelli ice cream. I'm probably not saying it quite right. If you're from San Francisco, please forgive me. Okay, that's number two. Over to you for number three, Aaron.
All right, number three is at Magic Kingdom. I believe there may be some other areas as well, but I know they're in Frontierland at Magic Kingdom. And that's the churro. It's a little different. It's not quite as sugary sweet as, you know, like a Mickey's ice cream bar or a Ghirardelli sundae. What it is, it's essentially a tube of fried dough, which is then coated in kind of a cinnamon sugar. And it's crunchy on the outside, it's chewy on the inside, it's warm, and it's this great combination of textures and flavors. It's easy to hold, it's not going to melt on you in the hot sun like an ice cream bar might. And it's a little different, but really tasty, and one of the great treats to get while you're there.
Yeah, that's a really popular one, and it even makes an appearance in the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor, where that guy is supposed to buy everyone a churro. Although, honestly, I've never seen that guy really buy everyone a churro before. I always hope that he will, and he never does.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can maybe make that happen one of these days. I don't know. That would be a pretty big investment to buy everyone a churro.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, it'd be worth it if you're on the receiving end of it.
Yeah.
I can see, you know, if you're that guy, you might not want to do that.
Yeah, it could break the bank. All right, good. Number three. So number four is back over to me. I am going to go with something that's available in quite a few spots. We can find it in the parks and in the resorts. You can find it in Downtown Disney and Disney Springs. It is still good, though, even though it's all over the place, and it is Mickey-shaped. It is the Mickey Rice Krispie Bar. It's got everything going for it. It's got Rice Krispie treat. It's got marshmallow. It's on a stick. It's shaped like Mickey, and in my personal preference, it comes in dark chocolate, although you can get it in milk chocolate as well. I also like the fact that they put sprinkles on top of this Rice Krispie treat, but not just any sprinkles. These sprinkles are also shaped like Mickey. It's relatively inexpensive. It's not too big. It's easy to carry around. It's a winner in my book, the Mickey Rice Krispie Bar.
I'm a sucker for anything with marshmallow and sprinkles, so I'm sold.
Yep. All right, number five, over to you.
All right, so my next one, there's a bit of a story behind it, and that is I've been going to Walt Disney World for as long as I can remember, since I was a little kid. This is one of the iconic Walt Disney World treats, and yet in all those times of going, I'd never had one. And it wasn't until a couple years ago on my honeymoon when my wife was, you know, saying, why don't we get one of these? This is a Walt Disney World thing. And she was floored that I never had one. And that is the Dole Whip float. And the Dole Whip is, it's a soft serve ice cream treat. It is non-dairy vegan. So I say ice cream, but it's not really cream. And they come in vanilla, orange, pineapple, or a swirl. And you can get the Dole Whip by itself, just the ice cream. But when you get the Dole Whip float, they actually take a healthy dollop of that ice cream and drop it into ice-cold pineapple juice. It's great, especially on a hot day. It's very refreshing. You've got the nice cold, sweet juice. You've got the ice cream. I haven't done the pineapple Dole Whip ice cream in the pineapple juice. I think that might be a little bit too much pineapple for me personally. But I have done an orange vanilla swirl in the juice, and it's amazing. And it's just one of these kind of iconic Walt Disney World treats that you can't get anywhere else. It's spectacular, especially on a hot day.
I agree. It seems to be colder than maybe some of the other frozen treats, and I've never really understood if that's the true makeup of what you're eating or if it's just the difference between the treat and the temperature around you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I will say, too, that there's only one spot in Magic Kingdom you can get them, and that's at the Aloha Isle in Adventureland. And especially on a busy day, there's going to be a line for them. Because they're so popular and because they're so well-known, people line up and wait for, sometimes a good amount of time to get one of these.
That's a good point. You may end up waiting longer for your Dole Whip float than you do for a ride on Pirates of the Caribbean. Good news is there's a second spot where you can get this special treat over at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort that used to be a Captain Cook's in self-serve where you could pile it up as high as you could before it was ready to topple over. But now it's served on the outside porch and they make it for you. They were probably losing money with people who had really good stacking skills.
I would have taken that challenge, yeah.
Good. Dole Whip. It's a classic. They even make t-shirts for that one too, and they should. All right, for number five, number six, I'm going to go into the Magic Kingdom. I'm going to go into the confectionery, and I am going to stare into the display case at the fudge. Fudge, glorious fudge. Chocolate fudge, peanut butter fudge, mint chocolate fudge. At special times of the year, pumpkin fudge. It's all good, really good. It's sweet, it's dense. It's probably, if there's a cure for a sweet tooth, it's fudge. And they price it so that it's a little bit cheaper if you buy six instead of four. So wanting to be a good steward of my money, I always have to buy six because, you just want to be wise. So fudge.
That is a responsible thing to do.
That's right. Yeah, it's the only grown-up thing to do. I love the fudge of the confectionery. It's another one of those things that there's just something different about how they make it. I don't know if it's the environment. I don't know if it's some pixie dust on it, but their fudge is the best.
I recommend getting it at the end of the night and just having it on the ride home.
Yeah, it's a way to sort of carry the experience on with you even when you walked out of the park. All right, good. So do you have any honorable mentions you'd like to bring up?
I do have one, and this is something that's available in pretty much every candy store around the parks. And they're these little soft sour balls. I believe the package has Goofy on it, if I recall correctly. And they're brightly colored, and you bite into them, and they've got this kind of sour fruit flavors. And they're chewy, and they're sweet, and they're really good. And you can get, you know, I can walk into the local convenience store, you know, back home and get something similar. But there's something about the ones at Magic Kingdom. I don't know, like you said, if it's the way they make it or if it's pixie dust, you know, mixed in or something like that. But they're a little better there than the ones I've had around here.
Yeah, I like sour candies as well. And Goofy's, he's a pretty busy guy. He's got a lot of different varieties of candy for sale there at the Magic Kingdom and all over the Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, you know, it's good that he's keeping busy.
Yeah. Yep, you don't want him out there in trouble. For my honorable mention, I'm going to talk about something that's really more an investment in art than it is a sweet snack, although it does double duty, and that is the specialty caramel and chocolate apples that are available in many places around Walt Disney World. I often have a hard time justifying the investment as a snack, so that's why I call it an investment in art. The fact that they can take an apple and turn it into an abstract Mickey or a Maleficent, or even an Olaf, I think is just amazing. I have never seen candied apples or caramel apples, chocolate apples, with such design before in any place. So while it's not something I splurge on often, it is something that I think is just truly amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had one, just because, as you said, they're a little pricey, but I definitely stop and look at the case and admire them every time I walk by.
Yeah, and it's an apple, so it's healthy.
Exactly. They've got chocolate, and you know, some dark chocolate's good for you.
That's right. Good for your arteries. So, yeah, it's really health food and art all in one. So, Aaron, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can head on over to my blog. It is Magic and Misadventures. That is magicandmisadventures.com. On that blog, I kind of write about a little bit of everything. I share a lot of the experiences I've had going to the parks over the years. I sometimes, you know, talk about certain attractions. I'll give travel advice. Sometimes it's just me ranting and raving about changes or news. Also, there's a tab for social media. From there, they can find links to my Facebook page for Magic Misadventures, Instagram, and Twitter. So if they head on over there, they can find me all over the web.
Excellent. I've said it before, I really enjoy your site. I think you have a unique take on things, and I like the way you tell stories and your opinions. So I highly recommend the site.
Me too.
All right. Thanks for joining me today for the top six sweet treats at Walt Disney World. Number one, Mickey Premium Ice Cream Bar. Number two, Ghirardelli. Number three, Churro. Number four, Mickey Rice Krispie Bar. Number five, Dole Whip Float. And number six, Fudge. Aaron, thanks again for joining.
Thanks for having me on.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
Well, we've made it through the list of the top six sweet treats at Walt Disney World, but our conversation is not over. I would love to hear what you think about our list. Do you have a different idea? Do you want to add something? You can. Head over to the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/12 or worldofwalt.com/sweet-treats. Both of those links go to the same page, and it works great on tablets, smartphones, and desktops. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other folks think as well. If you like today's podcast, it would be super if you head over to iTunes to rate, review, and comment on it. If you thought today's podcast was sour, well, don't rate it on iTunes. Actually, in either case, I would love to hear from you. It's easy to stay in touch. Let me know what you think about today's show, or just stop by and say hi. There are four ways you can get in touch with me. Number one, send an email to me at info@worldofwalt.com. Number two, leave a voicemail message for me using your good old telephone, 407-391-5023. Number three, leave a fancy but easy online voicemail message for me at worldofwalt.com/voicemail. And number four, follow me on social media. On Facebook, I'm at facebook.com/worldofwalt. And Pinterest, I'm at pinterest.com. Wait for it. World of Walt. I'd like to invite you to enter a very special contest that's open to the folks who listen to this podcast and visit the show notes page. Head over to the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/12. There, you can enter to win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter by following the simple directions on the page, and it's my way of saying thanks for listening. To wrap up today's show, I would like to give a huge thank you to you for spending a little bit of your time with me today. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com website. There, you can find interesting Disney articles, you can enter sweepstakes to enter terrific Disney prizes, and you can chat with other folks who like Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you're allowing me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So until next time, my friends, may God bless you.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.